Today's daf in the Dear Shul Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Omid Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finish off Simen Tof Reish Samach Gimel and start Tof Reish Samach Dalet. So we begin the very last line of Kuf Lamed Gimel Omid Aleph with Sif Beis in the Mechaber. Shabbos Shul Chol HaMoed Sukkos. We are dealing with Shabbos of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, both by Arvis, Shachos, and Mincha, by the three regular tefillahs of the day, Ma'ariv, Shachos, and Mincha, Mespalos Shabbos. You daven the Shabbos davening, the regular Shabbos Shemona Esreis, Vomi Yal V'Yovu B'Avoda, and you just insert Yal V'Yovu for Chol HaMoed Sukkos in the Avoda during the Bracha Vritzei. Over Musaf, by Musaf, which is of course a special tefillah for Sukkos and also for Shabbos, so you have to mention both. Somer Atav Chatanu, Mnech Chatoenu. So you mention both for Shabbos and for Yontif of Sukkos. Even on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we make on a weekday Musaf, so therefore you have to mention both in the Shemona Esrei, and you say Es Yom HaManoach Hazeh, which we say Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, instead of HaManoach, that's our Girsa, but that's the Mechaber's Lashon, Es Yom HaManoach Hazeh, this day of rest of Shabbos, Es Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh. So you mention both Shabbos and Sukkos in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, and when you conclude the Bracha, the middle Bracha of the Shemona Esrei, V'chosei Mekadish HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Yasmanim. You mention both Shabbos and Sukkos, Yisrael V'Yasmanim, at the conclusion of that Bracha. Furthermore, Hagah, the Ramah tells us, V'noagin lomar koheles b'shabbos shel Chol HaMoed, that we say koheles, the suvim from Shlomo HaMelech called koheles, we say that on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, or o b'shmini atzeres, or if there is no Chol HaMoed, Shabbos Sukkos, so then you go and say it on the last day of Sukkos, which will be Shabbos as well. Sukkos, the first day would be Shabbos, and Shmini Atzeres would be Shabbos. So you have a choice of saying it on the first day or the last day, so we say it on Shmini Atzeres, Imikl b'Shabbos, if Shabbos comes out on Yontif. And he tells us as well, the Ramah of Ayin Le'el in Simen Tov Tzadi, where we deal with some of the halachos of Koheles, which aren't really mentioned over here in the Mishneh Berurah, but we'll see in a moment what they are. So now let's go to the Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Zayin, where he brings down this Ramah that says, go look over there in Simen Tov Tzadi, and Shamevor Le'inyan Im Yesh L'Vorach Lehem. There, the Mishneh Berurah discusses, Shulchan Aruch discusses whether you make a bracha or not. And he says, the Ayin Sham, the Mishneh Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Tes. And look over there for these dinim in the Mishneh Berurah over there. So first we'll start, before we get to there, Dershu foot number 4, which describes that, we'll look over here in the Ber Heitev, Os Gimel, and he says, the Koheles kol yam modim shem nevorachim. The opinion of the Ber Heitev is that nobody makes a bracha on Koheles. Everybody agrees to that. And the Shari Tshuva, Os Gimel, he brings down, nevertheless, the Elya Rabba writes, she, it appears that it would be appropriate, levorach below shem malchus, to say, baruch ato Hashem, as the Aruch HaShulchan often says to do that, or just say Baruch, and then say the Bracha, Sherek Shem HaSavet Sivanu, Al Mikro Megillah, without saying the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch, without saying Shem of Malchus. That's what we have here on our daf. If you go look in the issue foot number 4, he brings down the Ramah from Simon Tov Tzadi, where he writes, Sha'om Noagu Shalol Avarach Lehem, that the common accepted custom was not to make a Bracha on Koheles, and the Mishneh Berurah over there, Sivkot Nyutes, says that the opinion of the Magid Ram was based upon that you make a bracha for all the other Megillos with the exception of Koheles. And the Vilna Gaon says, no, you even make a bracha on Koheles. And the Mishneh Berurah concluded there, Hanogim l'varach ha'kulon kishikasuvos al klaf. If people have the custom, even for Koheles, that they make a bracha, if it's written on a klaf, perfectly okay, ein limchos biyodim. Furthermore, he brings down, "B'tama davar shal koheles kasev u'magim Hashem v'rochem." Why did the Magen Avraham, which is the basis of the halacha, say that you don't make a bracha on Koheles? So the Teres Zikainen brings down in the name of the Sefer Lechem Rav, because the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that they wanted to originally put away Sefer Koheles, lignos, they wanted to hide it away, and therefore, from the Shelis Shuvas Mabri Bruna, he writes, Shemi Matzer Ratzu Lignozo, since they wanted to go hide it away, it obviously is clear that it wasn't written in Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore we don't make a bracha on it, even though they decided not to hide it away, and it's one of the Kisvei HaKodesh, nevertheless, there's no mitzvah to read it, and therefore no bracha. On the other hand, the Levush writes, Yesh Omrim, Shatam Shalom Varachim, the reason why you don't make a bracha is because Shlomo HaMelech wrote it with his wisdom. Shlomo HaMelech is the smartest person ever lived. He wrote it, B'chachma, but not B'ruach HaKodesh. However, on the Targum in Rashi over there, it explains that Ruach HaKodesh was involved. Koheles was written B'ruach HaKodesh. Finally, why do we read Koheles specifically on Sukkos? So over there again in Simen Tov Tzadi, it says that Sukkos is Yimei Simcha, and Koheles tells us, L'simcha ma'ze osa. You have to be careful around Simcha, so therefore the two are in opposition, so to say, to each other. Be careful, it's Yimei Simcha, but don't go crazy. The Darki Moshe, that's the Ramah on the Torah, writes, Shari Kosa B'Koheles, Tein Chelet L'Shiva, V'Gam L'Shmona. The Pasuk in the 11th Perek of Koheles, second Pasuk says that this is an allusion to the 7 days of Sukkis and then the 8th day of Shmini Yatzeres. And the Levush writes that Sukkis is Yemei Simcha and Koheles is Meshabeach, U'Mezareis is Sabriyos Yismuchu V'Chalkum. Everybody should be happy with God has given them and don't run after money. And therefore, that's why we read Koheles on Sukkis. Sifkim al-Machabi writes, Motzin Shnei Svarim, we take out two Sefer Torah on Shabbos, Chol HaMoed Sukkis, and the first one, Ba'echod Korin Re'ei Atomer Elai, read from the Parsha in Kisisa, and Umaftir Korei B'Korbanon Shal Sveik of Yoma, and the Maftir, you read like every other day, the Sveik of Yoma, this is the third day of Chol HaMoed, maybe it's the third day, maybe it's the fourth day, so therefore you go and read those two Korbanon sections from Parshas Pinchas. And the Maftir is from Yecheskel, V'hoya Bayom Yom Bo Gog. And the Haftorah is from Yecheskel, which deals with the day that Gog will come, Gog Melech Magog, which is, of course, something that will happen in Tishrei, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches tells us, Sheish Bo Inyan Sukkah. The reason why we read the Parsha of Re'at Tomer Elai is because it deals with Sukkahs. However, in the Yishuvah number 5, he brings down, when it says on Pesach, on Shabbos of Chol HaMoed Pesach, you read also the same Parsha. It doesn't mention that. It mentions because it has Inyani Shabbos, but it also has Inyani Pesach as well there. Doesn't know why it doesn't mention that as the reason. And Rashi Megillah writes that the reasoning is Shekorim Kriyazu, Kivin Shekosu Shon Mitzvah Shabbos, Uregolim, Vecholoshomite. Has all of the subjects of the day, that's why we read it. Sivkot and Tess, Mishnah Berurah says that the Maftir reads from the Korbanos section of Parshas Pinchas, Vecholoshim Bahaftorah, and then when you conclude off the Haftorah, the brachos there are Mekadish HaShabbos Yisrael V'Yasmanim. You specifically mention, even though it's Chol HaMoed, you mention Sukkis as well, Yisrael V'Yasmanim. V'Chemaski Shal Sukkis B'Emtza Bracha K'mo B'Yom Tov Rishon Shal Sukkis. And you mention it in the middle of the brach as well, that it's Sukkis, just like you would on the first day of Sukkis. And this is brought down by the Prima Godim. The Shaar HaTzion here, Os Sifkot and Vav, he brings down that the reasoning is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah earlier, and you can see that in Deishu foot number 7, that Le'inyan Pesach, the Ramah says you don't mention, when it's Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you don't mention anything about Pesach, either in the middle of the bracha or at the end of the bracha, but by Sukkot you do, because Sukkot has a separate carbon for each day, and therefore Nechshav Kol Yom K'moed B'fnei Atzmo, and therefore it deserves mention. Likewise, on Sukkot you say a full Hallel, Chol HaMoed Pesach you don't, therefore that's another reason to mention specifically Sukkot in the Haftorah. However, in Shaar HaTzion, he continues in Os Vav, and he says, the Vilna Gaon, the Maaser Rav says, no, you don't mention Sukkos, you just say Mekadesh HaShabbos Bovad, and according to him, you certainly wouldn't mention it in the middle of the bracha as well. Finally, Sivkot Yud, why do we have the Haftorah of B'yom Bo Og? So he says, L'fisha Osa Tiyah Mochemes Gog U'Mogo B'Tishri, because that's when the Mochemes Gog U'Mogo will come, and B'ezus Hashem, B'her Yemein Moshiach Tzirkenu will follow. That concludes the beautiful Siman Tov Reish Samach Gimel, and we start Tov Reish Samach Dala, which deals with the Halachos of Hoshana Rabbah. Now, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, B'yom Shvi'i Shusha Oshana Rabbah, on the seventh day of Sukkot, which is Oshana Rabbah, Noagim L'Harbos B'Yom Zborim, Kimo B'Yontif. We sing many additional kapitloch, like we do on Yontif, and we can see this in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph, Noagim Yisrael Lios Neorim B'Leil Rabbah, the Minog gets to stay up all night and learn on the night of Oshana Rabbah, Ukvar Nitvas HaSeder, and what you say is already printed as well, and you can see in Dishu for number 1, the reason why it's called Oshana Rabbah is because we take many Aravos, and therefore Levush writes, Mishum Shemar B'Ove Aravah, Kilu Nikra Aravah Rabbah. That's what it's called, Hoshana Rabbah, Aravah Rabbah. The issue footnote number 2 goes through some of the different learning in Pizmonim that people say on the night of Hoshana Rabbah, Ayin Shom. Mishum Rusev Kotten Beis tells us, Lefi Shebechag Nidodim Alamayim, Lehu Gemara Chasima. The reason why we mention all these Pizmonim during the davening is because it's like a little bit like Yontif, and therefore, since we're judged on the waters, so this is the Gemara Chasima of being judged on the waters, like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us. So, therefore, we say the Sexu Pismonim, and the Ramah will discuss this more in a moment. Mishnah Berurah continues, says, V'omim Natzeach Mizmor Hashamayim Misaprim, Ushar Mizmorim, Ukdushas Musaf, Naritzol, Kamobi Yontif. These are the additions that we say, like on a regular Yontif, and the issue footnote number 3 brings down, Ubinusuf Svart, Omrim Keser, that's everybody does the Yontif davening. The issue for number 3 also has a discussion. Do you say Viseyar Rev in the Chazar Sashats of Musaf, Ayin, and the rest of the issue for number 3? Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagoha, Vein Omrim Nishmas, but we don't say Nishmas. We go all the way up until the end of Oz Yashir, and then we say Yishtabach. The Omrim Mizmal Soda, we do say Mizmal Soda as well. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel, he says, you go straight, as I said, Ali Yishtabach, the Be'emes Uchol, because it's a weekday, and therefore we don't say Nishmas. The issue for number 4 brings down from the Levush, Shein HaNishoma Misametzes B'Simchas Yom Zeh Kemo B'Yontav Gomer. the nishmas is the neshama is singing, and it's still not a full day of Yontavid, and the neshama doesn't sing in the same way. Ramo continues and he says, "When we take out the Torah, we have the more prolonged version of taking out the Torah, like we do on Yontif, Kimo be Yontif." And the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Dali, it says, "Rotsu lomar benigun shel Yontif," and you also say it with the nigun of Yontif. The Ramo continues, "Kaddish leachar tefilas musaf beginning Yontif benigun Yontif." You say the Kaddish after musaf also with the Yontif nigun. Vein regilin lasus melacha shel chol, and we don't do work on Hoshana Rabbah, even though it's technically permissible, ad acha yitzim b'mesa knesses, until you leave the b'mesa knesses. Again, somebody wants to drive to shul, things like that, that's perfectly acceptable. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Hey tells us, v'yesh mesir and atzman afilu akish l'mos. Some people don't even take their wallet to shul to show this idea that we abstain from malacha. And some, we brought this down earlier, say that it's a good day to collect the funds for the community to buy lulav and esrog for next year. The nation rova call misasim Hoshana Rabbah, because most people are in shul. And that's a day of a weekday when most people are on the shul. He said, and he brings down for the Prima Garden, therefore they can collect more than they would, obviously, on Shabbos or Yontif, but more people are there, they don't have their wallets. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, if somebody gives stock during the davening, so the Ben Yishchai writes, so if somebody's used to giving stock every day in davening, don't leave your wallet at home on Hoshana Rabbah. And Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down, he says, you don't take your wallet and, quote, do regular business. However, to take money for tzedakah, that's not, quote, business, and that would be allowed. Then the Rama continues and he says, you say Zechor Bris for those that say it when there's a Bris Mila. You say it on Hoshana Rabbah as well. For those that have these kapitlos, so you would say it before that. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Vav brings down Yosef Tov L'Omer, Kodem Hechoruz. There are those that say before the paragraph Chabet Labris. Okay. Kazer Rishonim, the Ramah continues, Zal, the Rishonim Zal say, Sheyesh Simon Betzel Halavona B'Lel Hoshana Rabbah Shikrulo O Likrovo B'Yosesho Hashana. He says there are those that can see Kabbalistically in the shadow of the moon what will happen to their family. They can see this on Hoshana Rabbah, what will happen to their family during the upcoming year. And if you look in the Ber Hey tape, Oz Gimel, he brings down Ayin the Ployim, Mizeh B'Kavonos Hari, that in the Kabbalistic Sfarim, you can see what this exactly means. That's well beyond my ability to discuss. Ugo Vaitu in the Ramah of Yesh, Misha Kosav, Shein Ledaktik, Bazeh, Kadesh Lo Lisra Mazle. There are those, he says, that you shouldn't do this. Even if you have the capability of looking in the shadow of the Levana to see what's going to happen that year, you shouldn't do so because that could mess things up. Gam ki rabim inu mevinim ha'in al-burya. Most people don't even understand this, and therefore, v'yosu tol yos tomim l'lach kar asidus kinirli. The Rambam says, don't do this even if you know how. Much better to be simple about this and not look into the future. That's the preferred way. Then we continue with the Mechaber. Umar bim ketzas bin eros kumo b'yom kippur. He says that the minhag was to put in shul lots of candles like there was the minhag to do on Yom Kippur. And in Sifkat and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, l'fisha b'chok nidon al ha'mayim, because we're judged on the water. V'kol chaya adam t'luyim b'mayim. And our lives are totally in whether we have water or not, especially in Eretz Yisrael. V'kol ulech achachitim. And this is, so to say, the final gemar din, and therefore it's worthwhile to do this. Back to the Ramah, Hagov, and Medakta Gimnogim, Litbol, Atzmam, Kodim, Alos, Hashacha, Kamobi, Ariyama, Kippurim. He brings out for the Minhagim that those that are very zealous in the performance of mitzvahs have the custom to also go to the mikvah before the sun rose, before dawn, like they would do it on Erev Yom Kippur. In the Be'er Heitev, in Oz Dalit, he says, Vinochel, Litbol, Miba, Erev. Little mode called Alayla B'Kedusha says it's preferable actually to do it the night before, so you can go and learn the whole night B'Kedusha. That would be preferable than doing it after you sit up all night and then go to the mikvah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches tells us V'tov Yosef Litbo Mibe'er V'kidei Lomo Kolayla B'Kedusha, exactly what the Be'er Heitiv just said. And in Dirshu Foot number 6, he brings down the Gam Bayom in the daytime as well. Kosev Yisov Yishoros Ravoda Sheish Lizar Bo Mo'od Mehalicha B'Tela. You shouldn't waste your time on Hoshana Rabbah. He brings down from the Ari as well Sheish L'Habos Bo Torah. You should try to learn extra Torah on Hoshana Rabbah B'Shom Shabiyom Zeh Mosrim Biyad Hamamunim Es Shtaros Hachov La'anish, because this is the final day, so to say, that you can be punished, so you want to have all the positives that you possibly can. What about Shtayim Mikra V'Yachad Targum for Parashat Zosah Bracha? When can you start doing that? So, we've already learned previously, when this was dealing with the halachas of Shtayim Mikra V'Yachad Targum and Simon Reish Pehei, that you only can read it on Hoshana Rabbah. V'Yom Kor B'Shmini Atzeres Lo Hivsit. But if you read it on Shmini Atzeres, that's also acceptable. But you can't read it before Hoshana Rabbah. Hei V'Shkosu HaPosim Shuzman Hu B'Leil Simchas Torah. Others suggest that the optimal time is to do it on the night of Simchas Torah. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, V'Odos HaZivug, in terms of marital relations between husband and wife, the halachas are the same. Hukmo leil shavuos. Same din apply here as on leil shavuos. And one should abstain if one is on that level, unless it's Leil Tefillah. But Leil Tefillah, Yishamish. So then, on the night of the woman going to the mikvah, so then, even if you're on such a high madrega that you would have abstained, here you don't have to abstain. And he says, these halachas were discussed previously. Vayimash kosul el, and simen reish mem, the Mishnah Brua, sivkot and zayin, will be halacha shom. So, those are some of the most personal dinim that Shulchan Aruch brings down, and one can look over there for those dinim. We had done that shir not on tape. That's the only two simonim that we didn't do inside. I gave in-person shirim for those because they're very sensitive subjects, and that's not something that really is appropriate to have on a tape. From more continues, he says, V'yesh no'ag, yom lo'sh ha'kittel, that people wear a kittel, kimo b'yom kippur, like on Yom Kippur. And in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tes, he brings down Shozu Gemar HaChasima, again, because this is the Chasima, the Gemar Din, for the Yomim Noraim, and therefore some have the custom to wear Kittel, Uvino Seinu. But the Mishnah Berurah says, nowadays, Nogu Lubosh Bigdei Shabbos, we wear also Bigdei Shabbos, except for Levad Mishil Tziba, who's Lubosh the Kittel. So the custom and prevalent in many places that the Hamon Am, the people davening in Shul, they should wear the Bigdei Shabbos, and it's only the Chazan who wears the Kittel. And Mechaber continues and he says, the reason why we do all of these things is Lafisha b'chok nidod amalamayim, because on Sukkot we're judged for the water, and this is judgment day, so therefore we treat it a lot like the Amin Oray. Furthermore, the Mechaber says, in Ogim lahatibo egodu shalulav, people undo the binding of their lulav. And in the Baragol, he says this means from the top, you undo the binding, and then umakip m'sheva pam, and then we circle after you've undone your lulav, although, as we pointed out previously, our custom is to still do most of the hakopos that we do with the hoshanas with our lulav and esrog in hand, and only at some point in time we take it off and hoshana rabba, and only after that hakopos are done, and after we said some pizmonim, then when we reach tale amuna, so then we go and switch and put the aravos in our hand and put down the lulav. And the reason behind this in Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud is because Kemo b'mikdash, let's look at makes a mitzvah, Shem Makivin HaMizbeach, B'yom Zeh, Shev HaPamim, so we circle seven times around as well. And that's what the Mechaber says, U'makivin Shev HaPamim, U'marbim Tachanunim Alamoyim, and we say lots of additional kapitloch after we do the hakafos, the seven times we go around the bima with our lulav and esrog on Hoshana Rabbah, so then at some point we put down the lulav and esrog, we take the Hoshana in our hand, and we say many pizmonim that deal a lot with mayim, because Besukos Nidonin Al Hamayim. Sif Beis. Mechaber writes, we note the Narava b'yom zeb milvad Arava shebelulav. We have a separate mitzvah of the Hoshana of taking the Arava besides the Aravas that we have in the Lulav. They nevarach and lulav, but we don't make a bracha on this. And the Mishnah explains, Sifkon Yadalav, Sech Lemikdush. This is all done Sech Lemikdush. And Atilas Arava Hayosham, Aloch Lemosh Mesinai. There was Aloch Lemosh Mesinai, they take the Arava. This is the way they did it. Every day of the 7 days of Sukkot, Hoyimavin Aravos was Okvin Osama Kohanim, Matzadidi Amizbeach. They would put the Aravas against the Mizbeach. Biachachach Boy Mo'om, and Note, and Osam Misham, Uma'anin and Osan. And afterwards the people would take it and they would do Nanum with the Arava. The reason why the rabbis didn't say that we should do this all 7 days like the lulav is because the lulav is like ikum in the Torah. Lulav is a din d'oraisa in the Torah beferish. The yom rishon min haTorah, it's beferish a din in the Torah that we have to all take a lulav and esrog on the first day. Apigul, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, and we do it avdin alei zech lamishnas all 7 days. However, arava the less like ikum in haTorah begul, there's no mention at all of doing the arava outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, dai shenavid lo zech lamikdash yom echad. It's enough. The Gemara says that we make 1 day as a zechel for the mikdash, where they took the Arava 7 days, but here it's only in the Beis HaMikdash, so it's enough that we do it 1 day, which is Hoshana Rabbah. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "Ukov Yom Shvila, Arava Yosem Yom Acher." Why the 7 day and not the other days? Kivim Shebe Mikdash Hayagam Kin Yosek Kedush Yom Zeh, because that was a holier day. Shar Yom Kivim Sheva Pam Yom Zeh. That was 7 times that they went around. In the Shaarat Zion, Os Zion, he brings down from another reason from the Beis Yosef. Shalafi Sheap Bisman Hamikdash Hayu Yuzo Yom Zeh Miuchad Arava Yosem Shar Yomim Shafilu Shabbos Yadocha. It would even push aside Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, we never can have Hoshana Rabbah come out on Shabbos, the way our calendar is set up. The issue footnote number 8 brings down for the way that we do the Hakapos. We already learned that in Simen Tov Reish Samach, and you can see over there in Sif Aleph, and also in the issue footnotes over there, numbers 2 through 7. And the issue footnote number 9 over here brings down that the Minog of Netilas HaRabbah, he brings down from the Sefer Minhagim, from Mekilas HaKodesh of Armisa, from Worms, Shunoeg B'chol B'nei HaBayis, Godol V'Kotun Zohar V'Nekeva. Everybody should do the mitzvah of copying the Hoshanas. V'gam Yilodim K'tanim, Shadayim Login L'chinuch, even young children that haven't reached the age of chinuch. And this is the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita as well, Shenogu Litlo, that they should go and do this mitzvah. Finally, Sif Kot Yud Beis, this word says, we don't make a bracha on it, Eim HaBorachon Olah, Shehurak Minog Nevi'im. It's a Minog of Nevi'im, Shenhigu Esom Lassos Kein V'lo B'soras Takona. And this wasn't a real full form of Takona. Therefore, the fact that we take the Arava, it's a Minog, and therefore no bracha. Lo Shaykh L'Barach L'Omar B'Tzivanu. Therefore, you can't say B'Tzivanu. And we go to the Ramah, Hagav, Anogo, Shishamish, Basic Knesses, maybe Arava Limkar, the Shamish of the Shul goes and specifically gets the Aravas and he sells them. Kimosha Yaminog, Bizman Shabbat Amid, Shayakim. It means down from the Ran that that was the way it was done in the Beis Hamikdash. Mr. Bruce of Kotnyud Gimel, Shayashluchi Basin, Mavin Lahan, the Shluchi Basin would bring this, and in Tisha foot number 10, it brings down that you wouldn't normally be allowed to do Malach on Cholamoid, but here, since it's the for a Dvar Mitzvah for everybody, that's why you'd be allowed to go and do this Malach on Cholamoid. With this, we conclude today's Shir.